With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This College Football Picks Week 6 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN TV. Download the SGPN TV app today, available on Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing great.
That's good to hear.
We don't have to tout, but
we don't have to.
All right. Joining us in studio, host of the College Football Experience, or is he? Colby Dant, aka the Dantabase. What's happening, Colby?
Guys, ready to give us some winners?
Oh yeah. I've been giving out, I'm not usually one to brag, but 7 locks in a row. Are you kidding me? Last week, Ryan, very good week. You went 9-5. You also hit your tees and your bonus lock. I went 9-5, hit both my locks and my dog. UCLA money line. The Rose Bowl was lit. Colby, you hit both your locks, your dog and your tees.
Wow.
You know,
yes, sir.
It's just, hate to brag guys, but how you doing? How you doing? You
know, well, the company came together. Our round robin money line parlay paid out, I think, +330. Cause we'd wait Kansas and NC State. Of course, NC State couldn't make it a massive hit, but still the Wake Kansas leg paid out pretty well.
I feel like that was a real money play there.
What?
Me and you, our dogs came through, ACC Kramer over here.
Wake is also in the ACC. I'll have you know.
ACC.
Are they?
ACC.
I'll have you know.
Matty Ice 23 checking in saying, guys, Oklahoma screwed me on a 30-1 teaser. Can't bet on them for the rest of the year. Colby, I know you were celebrating the injury of Dylan Gabriel.
I was. Football gods have answered. Shout out to Hallis.
Who's
Sayles or Gail Sayles. Just all the gods up there. Look, he'd been doing that, and it's not only him. It's Jeff Lebby's offense. You saw it with Colby, Matt Corral. The football gods got him too in the preseason.
Compose yourself. And, give people some context. Why are you so angry?
Okay, Jeff Lebby runs this offense where the quarterback will like run and abruptly slide. And then you'll see countless like 15 yard penalties happen because of the
abrupt
slide.
They are attempting to draw the delayed hit.
No, it's abusing the rules and it's everything that is anti in football. You know, it's like just the worst fucking shit you can watch. So what's great is the gods answered. The gods answered the message and TCU's linebacker absolutely destroyed.
I love how there's head trauma gods who are like,
Hey, we're
going to make sure this guy gets lit up.
They're trying to make football like basketball. No, baseball. This is still a contact sport. All of that. You deserve all of that. Look, I hope the kid's all right, but for that moment,
you sound very compassionate.
He deserved it. You want to play bitch football, you deserve to be treated like a bitch.
It's true.
All right. And that's the reality.
Hard to argue with that point. I will say, watching the replay, he definitely sits down into the hit.
Great hit.
It's,
I would tell my team to do it. If they're going to be like that and try to abuse the sport and the rules,
I would go as far as
for player safety.
I would go as far to say he was going to hit him in the quad until he sat down, and then his face got in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
So I it doesn't seem like a safe way to teach someone how to slide.
No, it was also a horrible slide. This was probably not as fake slidey as some of his.
Yes, but agreed. Yeah.
But
what do you mean? He just sits down.
Also,
that's not how you slide.
Why not grab a couple extra yards for your team? Dive head first.
Yeah,
that's safe.
Yeah, it's finally caught up to him. They did this with Matt Corral. The football gods got him in preseason. All right, and look,
the football gods let him. I mean, they let him get drafted by the Carolina Panthers. That was probably punishment enough for Matt Corral.
Are we sure it's gods that are getting him?
All right, let's get to it. We got some Week 6 college football picks.
Maybe they've been getting into some naughty activities in their private life.
Hey. You want to get into some naughty activities like building your own bet with the WinBet Build Your Own Bet feature, aka a massive same game parlay. All you have to do is go to Sports Gambling Podcast. I can't hear with there's too much building going on of massive parlays. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Bet $100, get a $100 free bet. Doesn't get any easier than that. Active in so many states. If you're I was going to say Virginia Tech fan, but if you find yourself in the state of Virginia, you can get down over on WinBet. Tennessee, maybe get down some Hendon Hooker. I know Kramer is sitting over there with the Hendon Hooker Heisman Trophy. Always loves to root on former Hokies, even if they're playing for a different college football team. So many states, so many opportunities to bet with WinBet. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WinBet. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. President of the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody knows a gaming problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also brought to you by Fubo TV. Again, we got Fubo TV rocking over on God's Eye. It's great for college football, pro football as well. The NFL Red Zone. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment. All for the fraction of the price of cable. Cut the cord. Get the cloud-based DVR. No contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. You're not going to want it. Once you sign up with Fubo, there's no turning back. Because you need football. Fubo is football. Fubo TV is free for 7 days, and you get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP.
Ciao.
That's for the Babble Live reads, Ryan. But football. I appreciate it.
I thought we were talking about football.
Okay, football.
Ciao. Yeah. It's so funny every time. All right, you want to talk some college football?
Let's
AKA
talk
JV some football, AKA right. Youth sports.
When our boy DTR juked the hell out of that defender and got the touchdown, you could almost hear the cheers from the stadium all the way over here at our studio.
They must have kicked him out right after.
It was rocking. The Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl is lit, Colby. Come on. Give
that's
it up.
What I'm sure on. They got kicked out for cheering for that touchdown. Hold on.
The bit is even better than this because the guy who told me the Rose Bowl was going to be lit was our guy that I was showing you on YouTube.
It was not lit.
You depressed. I know. That was the bit. And so long story short, shout out, by the way, the other guy, I have a Heisman ticket on. So, come at me. UCLA,
no, I think I
UCLA, no, I'm UCLA.
Sitting on that at, I think we give it out at 100-1 for DTR, who is DTF when it comes to fucking up defenses.
Just an amazing college football atmosphere. All right.
It was a great money line play as well.
We're getting started.
I gave that out just so everyone.
Hey, someone wants to send us moonshine. I haven't had moonshine since.
I think he was joking, okay. But we will take if you want moonshine. DM us, or if you actually have some you want to get rid of, we will accept it. You can DM me later.
Last time I had moonshine, might have been Morgantown. Might have been when I was in Morgantown.
Yeah, I mean, we had a guy that made it, but also you would go over to West Virginia. They had the best moonshine. All right. it looks like so again we're doing the Colby six pack, his six favorite games on the college football slate. It's strange. It's starting midweek this
crack
week.
Open a cold one.
Sean.
Sorry, I'm just enjoying the Colby six pack.
It's very frothy today. Feels like an IPA.
It's a little weird.
What, the froth of Colby six pack? We're heading to Orlando on a Wednesday.
Moon bounce, baby.
Is this a delayed game?
Yeah. What
is this?
Hey, college football, maybe you should do this every fucking week. Just an idea.
All right. SMU heads to Orlando, which God help me how they recruit anyone to this campus. UCF laying 3.5, -165 on the money line, +135 for SMU. 65 is the total. Look, this is Wednesday football is great. I'm with you.
I got to do though? I got to root for Hurricanes every year to get Wednesday night games.
It's like the running downhill bit. You know, you got professional sports on the weekend, so get your JV action, get your non varsity action going on the weekdays.
Just think outside the box a little bit.
It's a good time to be a fan of college football. All right, so before we pick this game, when does real Wednesday action start?
Oh, a couple weeks away still. A couple weeks away, but we got next Wednesday. Sean, next Wednesday here. We got some Sun Belt.
I know. I'm wearing my.
Sean doesn't even know that Maxion hasn't started yet.
I'm wearing my Fire Up Chips shirt.
I can see him checking himself out.
But you're still a Sun Belt specialist, correct?
Next Wednesday we have a
Sun Belt Wednesday game.
Okay.
You know.
I assume it will make the six pack. Anyway, Colby, since you are the expert,
Tanner Mordecai, SMU, Colby putting up 372 against TCU, 369. Versus Maryland.
We like Tanner Mordecai.
Did you read out the spread, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna take UCF in, at the moon bounce. They've had, I guess SMU's had the same amount of days off, but
I don't know. Maybe I'm just burned from that Louisville game where it's like, how can you blow this opportunity? You really should have been able to beat Louisville at home.
Agreed.
That has stained me. That's in my brain as far as not taking UCF. Talk me out of why that's not going to happen this time, Colby.
Well, SMU was given up to TCU in Maryland. I think it was 5.7 yards a rush.
Yeah.
UCF is very good at running the ball. So
fifth in the nation, 276 yards per game.
So I'm going to take a shot there. I also just think the home environment by waiting to Wednesday.
It's going to be litter.
It's going to be litter. It's going to be kitty litter, man. You know, the moon bounce will be jumping.
More litter.
All right. I'll take UCF, but I'm slightly worried because I feel like they burned us pretty hard against Louisville.
Real quick, because you were talking Louisville and Oklahoma. I see them in my national championship, my playoff prediction, but I'm not seeing a path. Maybe I'll have to come out with an updated one soon. What was I thinking?
As of last week, you were still bragging about, I gave you Oklahoma at 40-1. They're the only team that has a chance to get in.
It was an access conversation. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. They have access. They have access to the playoff. They're 40-1.
UCF laying 3.5.
Yeah, lay the 3.5. Let's go.
UNLV heads to beautiful San Jose, where they're going to take on San Jose State. San Jose State laying 5.5.
Gigantic game now.
-215 on the money line.
The winner of this is going to have the most likely spot in the inside track to play for the Mountain West Championship.
+175 for UNLV. 53 is the total. Yeah, UNLV not a complete dumpster fire that maybe we've gotten used to them being.
Well, they really let New Mexico hang around. I think that it was a very much a look ahead spot last week for UNLV at home, knowing they had San Jose State coming up next. They did get the win, didn't get the cover, although they were close. I think they won by 11. Spread was like 14.
They had a pick six with like 15 seconds left. That's how they got it to 11.
Yeah.
The game was closer than the score.
San Jose State keeps a good program though, right, Colby?
I like Brent Brennan. I was very fond of the Chevin Cordiero transfer from Hawaii that they got this past offseason. Because last year, not only were they injured, they had quarterback problems. So Cordiero's just an athlete.
What about San Jose State's defense? Good overall, but they've been not as good against the run. 155 yards per game. Do you think UNLV is going to be able to run on them?
See, UNLV though hasn't been a great rushing team this year. So
60th in the country. Yeah,
but that factor in that Idaho State game, week one, where Idaho State's horrible. right? And that they haven't been nearly as good since. I'm going to take San Jose State at home. This should be a somewhat of a close game, but I just think San Jose State's the better team, so I will lay the points.
And I did not mention that, but this is a Friday night game.
Yes.
Late night, Friday night game for those on the
gotta
East
go,
Coast.
Gotta go home environment here. Give me San Jose State. Let's go.
We've been pretty good picking the weeknight games as a force, so I'll stay team on three. T-E-A-M is how I spell team. Saturday morning, 9 a.m., Starkville. Hail State, man. Mississippi State.
Ooh, hosts, big win for the program. I felt
host Arkansas. Give me a pig's. I would imagine Mike Leach has no fear of the pigs of Arkansas. Mississippi State lane eight -300 on the money line. Arkansas +240. 61 is the total. Just in general, Mike, our relationship with Mike Leach feels a bit like he has been solid to take as a dog, and just
well, that's
laying too many points. He rips our heart out.
Last week, laying 3.5, I thought that was a nice win and cover. This was like they're expected to show up in a spot as a favorite, and they did. I think that was a nice spot for them. But 8 points against Arkansas, a team that's ninth in the nation in running.
Sean, but you know what just happened.
What? Oh, they just played Alabama. They're horrible after playing Alabama. Like I said, they wouldn't cover against Alabama. There was some disagreement on the show as to whether they would.
Oh, okay.
No, you're right. See, they're
Sean buying more valves named I.
So there's no I in me, Ryan.
I. Oh, you already bought that, Sean.
No, I'm just. I was on Alabama. I don't remember what you guys were on, but
what? What? He's gonna get in a fender bender over there. We got to be worried about this guy.
No, I'm looking back, and I remember we said you like fading Arkansas after they play Alabama. Is that? I feel like that's something.
No, well, normally teams have a terrible track record. The games after playing Alabama,
they get their ass beat. But also, this had to be a little bit of a like program dream crusher. They felt like they weren't this bad, and then it happened again. So I guess I don't know. Do they bounce back here?
I think Hale State's going to get the win, but I think it's too many points. This was at like five, I feel like yesterday, so it's up to eight now. I got to take Arkansas plus the points. Barry Odom normally dials up a pretty good defense against the air raid.
He didn't look that good. Well,
and I'm worried that Arkansas is going to be able to run on Mississippi State, and kind of ugly the game up a little bit. That being said, Arkansas is so bad on the road. 2-16 in their last 18 games on the road. I'm a friend of Coach Leach. I'm going to take Mississippi State -8. I'm going to text him, call me, and tell him you took Arkansas. Maybe we can. Yeah. You know, I think Coach Leach might actually be down for this. If we worked up some, where we talked a bunch of trash on Arkansas and gave him the quotes to put up, it would be like something that he would be into. Like, oh yeah, shit on this guy for this. And then, you know, our faces and quotes literally become bulletin board material for them.
Oh yeah.
Secretly using that to inspire them.
That's true. We should do something like that.
I guess in this scenario,
Will Rogers has been horrible at getting to the second read quick enough.
Will Rogers, what a fraud. Guy couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Mississippi State's going to get destroyed.
Real quick.
I'm on Mississippi State.
Worth noting. I'm looking at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/collegefootballpicks. All the picks can be found there, and I'm seeing Colby Mississippi State -5.
Yeah, anything over a touchdown, I switched to Arkansas.
So he's setting up for a middle.
Are you allowed to put in multiple picks on tally site?
No, but he I see Nick is so sharp. He locked in Mississippi State -3.
What?
Yeah.
Where are you guys getting these lines? The line movement
has been crazy, man. In the past 24 hours.
No sportsbook opened this at 3. Come on.
I think it was 3.5. Might even been 2.5.
Sean, it is college.
We gotta do some digging, Kramer.
It is JV.
These damn brothers are up to no good. Fucking computer hackers over here.
It seems like there'd be a lot of value taking Arkansas here, but what are we doing? We're at Mississippi State.
Get your ring the bell, Ryan. Come on.
There you go.
Sorry, Hail State. Sorry, dogs. Hail State. You're very confused if you're listening what side Colby's on.
I know we're supposed to go to A&M, but the way Mississippi State beat A&M last week, should we just go to Starkville?
Should we cancel our A&M
call
trip?
Call Coach Leach and just suck. Go trick or treating in Starkville?
Colby, when we go to A&M, your mission is to find out who the 12th man is. All right. 9 a.m. Another.
That's
9
a great man on the street. Are you the 12th man?
Colby wants to be the 12th man. I want my chance to be the 12th man. All right, we're heading to College Park, Maryland, where Purdue is taking on Maryland. Maryland -3, -150 on the money line. Purdue +125, 59 is the total. Sometimes I wonder why a game makes the sheet. Is it just because you want to talk about Tua?
I mean, both teams are pretty good right now.
Is that what's going on here? Tua's brother, I assume, is still the quarterback of Maryland.
Yes.
So you just want to talk? You just want to talk about the hottest news in football right now?
They haven't fired the doctors yet at University of Maryland.
Unlike his brother, he will be playing football this weekend, right?
I don't know. I guess I can't say that.
You can't trust him. Can you?
Maybe he's bummed that his brother's not playing. All right.
So which side are we taking? Yeah. Is he traveling to visit with his brother?
I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take Purdue. Purdue can throw the ball around. It was an impressive win at Minnesota. Maryland's defense does look a lot better than I've ever seen.
Got out of that boat before it sank.
But Aiden O'Connell can fire that thing. Yeah, that's true. Just Purdue. I think this will be a close game. If you're it's at a field goal, give me Purdue. Sprinkle some of that money line.
Purdue, Maryland is very chalky this week, Sean.
Really? Because I was kind of looking at Maryland. They've been pretty good ATS this season, a ninth in the country in yards per play. Like that metric. They are, it does feel like Maryland, relatively even matchup.
Maryland as chalk is not a position I ever want to be in.
No.
Last time they played just 2 years ago, Purdue won 40-14. I think Brown might be able to.
This is a tough game to handicap, but I think I'm with Colby here. Purdue has a better pass defense, allowing only 203 yards per game. And I do think the passing offenses are going to be what decides the game. So I'll go with the better passing defense.
And those numbers are with the fact that Purdue's played already Penn State. They played at Syracuse.
Yeah, no, they've played some
much harder
teams.
Schedule than Maryland thus far.
Syracuse have a chance for the playoff.
Almost.
They do. Keep beating Wagner by. I had Wagner +56 and I lost. 55.5 and I lost.
I'm on Purdue as well, but 100% this Maryland team is. I don't think I've ever gotten a Maryland pick right. Maybe never. TCU heads to Kansas. Another 9 a.m. kick here. Again, these are Colby's favorite six games. TCU heads to Kansas, where Kansas is the best team in college football. Have they?
I mean, Kansas has just how big of a horseshoe do they have up their ass?
I'm surprised you guys aren't touting the fact that, you know, I called it. I remember our press release when we spoke to our publicist and I said I called for Kansas to make a bowl game.
Yeah.
Right. And still, you know, I know we're not there yet.
Well, I don't want to jinx it for you, Colby. Well, I know a lot of people are in Kansas last year. You kind of hopped on that bandwagon. Oh,
stop it, you piece of trash.
I mean, it's worth noting.
I know how to get Colby worked.
There
up.
Was pushback that it was too bold of a take.
There was the publicist did step in.
He's
and
like,
go,
are you serious?
Kansas. Okay, I'll add it in there.
Yeah. Colby, sir, like, this isn't going to hurt your credibility.
Yeah.
Colby's stuck by his guns, dude. This Kansas team. I mean, the fact that the way they lost. The way that Iowa State lost that game, it's just like, man, how can you pick against this Kansas team right now? I was driving back from my niece's birthday. My mother-in-law was in the back seat.
Oh, no.
I'm listening to all the games on satellite radio.
Griswold style trip.
Yeah. I just, when the Iowa State kid misses the field goal, I just go, rock chalk. And I didn't realize she had kind of passed this out.
She's like, oh.
And yeah, I started. Oh,
Jesus.
Then I go, I just had this round robin money line parlay going. Kansas really helped me cash them. I mean, we can read all the stats, but like, you just can't go against this Kansas team. It's insane. Like they're getting the muff punts. And then even when they fumble, then the other team fumbles it back. Like they're, and they won in a different way, which is always a trademark of a good team. A la the Philadelphia Eagles this week, they won with defense. Previous weeks, they've won with offense. You can see that with the Jayhawks, like they won with their defense. Their defense played really well. Created some turnovers and just didn't allow the points. Now, did they get super lucky by having a freshman kicker who couldn't hit a kick to save his life?
But they still, I mean, they had some bounces go the wrong way for them.
No,
too.
I know.
They
I'm
had an interception
like,
by Kobe Bryant that I thought was an interception.
Yeah.
They had a fumble by Heshaw.
All the Jayhawk announcers were like, oh my God. I can't even do like a Kansas accent, but they were very shocked that that got overturned, Kobe Bryant. RIP. Although the real Kobe Bryant live and well and playing safety for Kansas. I mean, I'm all over the Jayhawks. You're crazy to pick against them.
TCU's, well, I didn't even, TCU is who's playing Kansas. Oh, they're laying seven, minus 300 on the money line. Kansas plus 240, 65 and a half is the total. TCU coming off the, I don't know, program defining win.
Yeah, huge win there. I mean, obviously, putting up 700 yards. Now I do worry about that, and this is what's going on at TCU. This shit was a blessing in disguise,
dude. This is the perfect time to play TCU after they beat Oklahoma and they think they're fucking awesome.
True, but in general, Chandler Morris was their starting quarterback coming into the year. He got injured in the Colorado game, and Max Duggan, who me and Patty C have been raving about for years, comes in. And he gives them this dual threat capability in that offense, with which already has some very talented skill position guys, and they're running away with it. So they do look really good, man. But Rock Chalk all day, let's go.
So it wasn't just a fluke that Oklahoma got their ass beat. We discussed this at length when it comes to like the Dolphins, so many defensive plays on the. Are we worried about this TCU offense? A lot of sprinting.
I mean, they
a lot
can
of
play.
Scoring points.
Are you going to?
No, I mean, like, are they tired?
Yes. Oh yeah, yes. I think they could be tired. And
you, TCU, I'm
dude. Saying. The environment in Lawrence is legit now. It's like a legit, and game day is going there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jalen Daniels is coming off the worst game of the year so far, and hopefully, you know, the Kansas what's that leprechaun guy Leipold, He was playing a little soft. I thought there was some like fourth and ones where it's like, dude, go for it. Come on.
He had faith in his defense, and he ended up right.
No,
and he's about to get paid a lot of money, whether he stays at Kansas or goes to Wisconsin or Nebraska.
Are we worried he's leaving and he's already got one foot out the door?
No,
he's going to die in Kansas.
Sean's, no,
they're going to build him a statue after they win.
He's most
this
certainly going to leave as soon as he gets a big bag.
Sean, but give me TCU.
Oh man.
Give me TCU.
Ryan loves being a villain.
Yeah, with the youth sports, Tennessee, another 9 a.m. kick. Wow, lots of college. I mean, this is peak youth soccer time, so gonna have to have a multi-screen experience. I don't know if you caught the picture. I was watching the Hokie game on the sideline. It was horrible shit. Turned it off after 10 minutes. Tennessee heads.
There was more scoring in that youth soccer game than with the Hokies offense, right?
100%. Tennessee heads to Baton Rouge, where they're laying 2.5. What? LSU, a home dog, plus 125, minus 150 for Hendon Hooker and the Vols. 63.5 is the total. God, I hate Brian Kelly. God, I hate, I don't hate LSU. I like the home atmosphere here, but Tennessee fucks this game up, right? Isn't this just like one of these narrative games?
I mean, they've only won once in Baton Rouge in the past 22 years,
but they're getting rid of demons this year. Colby, they beat, I mean, Florida, what are we going to talk about that one? Cause that was a first time in a while kind of game.
True. But they went on the road to Pitt, and that's not necessarily that's not lit there.
So you're saying this is a different level of lit.
I have been on the sidelines in Baton Rouge, and this place is fucking bananas. Wow. And it's everything that's great about college football. Give me a LSU home dog. Let's go. Moneyline this.
LSU, I believe, was 22% to win the game on the post game win expectancy last week.
They got very lucky.
You guys were just highlighting Kansas and their luck. LSU was lucky. Brian Kelly is an all time piece of shit, and I don't know if I can
talk about him and his family.
How can you? I mean, imagine. Whatever, we can move past that, but I'm not fading my guy Hendon Hooker in this spot. He's out for blood, baby.
You're laying the 2.5 on the road, Ryan. Yeah. Against an environment that's known to be lit.
I mean, we're not talking about the Carrier Dome at night. We're talking about Baton Rouge at noon. All right.
We have to play that.
Is this a basketball reference?
Nah, Dino Babers has me
Tennessee
fired
is
up.
Putting it on teams.
I'm putting my eyes. I'm closing my eyes and just imagining that high paced attack.
LSU is holding opponents to 14 points per game. Something has got to give.
Is LSU a well coached special teams? Call me.
No, but their passing defense is good. 145 yards per country. I'm with Colby. I'm going to take LSU here. I don't feel great about it though.
Come on, guys. This is an easy one.
You gotta go.
What are you doing?
What time is this kickoff?
I told you 9 a.m. to noon. It's an early. It's not gonna be lit.
You're right. Yeah, this is at night. I'm going Tennessee minus 2.5. Hendon Hooker.
You want one last bit of information? 80% yeah. of the tickets are on Tennessee.
Okay. I'm back on LSU.
Get off my side. I want to be solo on this one. Yeah. Lone wolf, baby. We need a lone wolf sweater or sweatshirt around here. Maybe a knit one.
Wolf would be pretty sweet.
All right. Speaking of, oh wait, I almost went across the line.
Smooth transition, Ryan. Hey, you want some smooth transitions, some smooth stats? You got to fire up the Elias Game Plan app. Love it for betting the NFL, fantasy football. Also got you covered for NBA and the MLB. Elias is the best, man. They just have tons and tons of great stats, whether it's fantasy. I'm looking at some target share here for the Monday night game. Allen Robinson, only 7 catches on 12 targets. His 11.8% target share is the fourth highest on the team behind Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, and Ryan.
Yes.
Brian Skowronek. That's right. Brian Skowronek is getting out targeted more than Allen Robinson. I would have no idea if I didn't have the Elias Game Plan app right on my phone, ready to go. Download it today in the App Store, Google Play Store. Use the promo code SGPN25. Get 25% off your first month. That's the Elias Game Plan app. Promo code SGPN25. They have you covered. What about promoguide.us? It is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They got daily updates on odd boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major books. And they got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. From looking at their daily promo updates, they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds, how to track down, and how to cash in big on constantly changing promos. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you're missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guys, run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguide.us. Check out their 100% track, transparent, proven method for betting smarter. Check out promoguide.us. Last but not least, No House Advantage. No House Advantage is DFS, but for DGens only. Instead of just picking your players for your DFS lineup, you're filling out your DFS lineup with over/under player props for your best bets. It's a really fun way to play a daily fantasy. Highly, highly recommend it. And if you don't want to do their big pick 'em contest where you can win up to $250,000, if you're not trying to win six figures playing DFS, which again, I can attest to, pretty awesome. Then you can also play up to 5 player props against the house, win 20X, NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, even NASCAR. They got you covered. NoHouseAdvantage.com. Download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25 when you use the promo code SGPN for NoHouseAdvantage.com.
Nice job, Sean.
Thank you.
All right. Now onto the other side of the line, we have the Red River Shootout, which Colby insists that we say he wants to make sure everyone. This is like
I almost brought in a firearm for that one and shot it in the fucking air.
But this is this is like the oral history that has helped maintain our past as a people.
Yeah.
Through times when we've lost our libraries and our written history.
It goes back to this game. If they hadn't watched this game,
I think if it was up to some people, we would expunge Red River Shootout from existence. So Colby will be that oral history keeper. And we're heading to Dallas where it's still at the Cotton Bowl, or
is at the Cotton Bowl. Thankfully still outdoors at a classic stadium. Haven't
moved into that filthy Jerry's World. Oklahoma coming off an absolute I don't even know what you would call it, but if you could ever imagine what it would look like for a human to get eaten by a bunch of frogs, that's what happened last week. Oklahoma,
the plague
+7,
the plague of the horn frogs.
Purple horn. Have those frogs. Crazy poisonous frogs in like the fucking Amazon.
Yeah, or the ones you can get high off of. I remember Beavis and Butthead.
Anytime trip
balls when they lick some toads.
Anytime I hear TCU, I just think about that Texas senator asking the Texas administrator they keep getting their ass beat by TCU. That's
fucking great.
Texas. It sounds like Quinn Ewers will be back, laying 7 here on the neutral
field. Dylan Gabriel, he's dead, right?
He. I mean, if Tua's out, it's Dylan Gabriel.
No way, yeah. Dylan Gabriel's yeah. playing.
+225 for Oklahoma, -280 for Texas. 65 is the total. All right, so here's the instant reaction for me. I don't know, and this is once again, Colby, a case where we have a quote unquote guru defensive expert coming in to be a head coach, and what's happened? Oh, his team looks. This is the worst defense in college football.
You could say Clemson assistants. Jeff Scott goes to South Florida. They're terrible. He's going to get fired this year.
It's all Dabo.
Tony Elliott's not looking like he's winning the Daytona 500 in
Dabo's just fine
in Charlottesville with Virginia. Yeah. So
it's very with the fact that we were tickled with what Quinn Ewers could be in that Alabama game where it was like, and now we saw with what Max Duggan was able to do to this Oklahoma defense. You could say they were looking ahead, and I understand the idea. This is a rivalry game.
Yeah, you're getting 7 points in a rivalry game on a neutral field after you just got your ass kicked. Isn't this the ultimate get up spot for Oklahoma? Like, what am I missing?
But they got their ass kicked in a way that like people are questioning the coach already. This was a program. But this
doesn't Oklahoma always do that, where they're cruising around great. Then they have one win where they get destroyed by some team. They almost lose to Nebraska. Everyone tweets out the GIF of the horse getting flipped over. They come back after that. They're never going to make it to the college playoff.
You'd have to go back to 2013, the last time Oklahoma wouldn't be able to cover a 7-point spread in the Red River Shootout. Yeah. I'm with look, and this is another one. If you check the sheet, when this thing opened up early. I was on Texas.
Oh my goodness!
We need a Benedict dance sound. Yeah.
All right, so we got he's got Texas +2.5 here.
Yeah, and so now it's jumped way up. All the money's coming in on Texas. So
I do like that Colby's getting into the market earlier. He's becoming a
market analyzer.
Well, because when we open our own sports book, we're gonna need someone to open the college football and college basketball lines.
Let's go. All right. So for anything touchdown or more, I'm taking the dog. Give me Oklahoma +7.
Dog.
Might even want to wait a little bit on this till it goes to 7. Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm going to take Oklahoma +7. And Quinn Ewers, if he does play, that shot he took, I don't know if he's going to be just like step right in and hit the ground running. Like, I think he might be a little rusty. I mean, he's a true freshman to begin with.
Yeah.
Or no, essentially he's, whatever, he's first year playing.
I mean, he went to a different state to get paid and came back.
No, but my point is he had just started playing and then, gets knocked out of that Alabama game. I wouldn't be shocked if it takes him a half or so to get used to the game flow against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Oklahoma in the free touchdown.
Even though they don't have access to the playoff anymore, I will take Oklahoma.
See, this is why Ryan doesn't want to take Oklahoma. He's mad.
I understand why we should take Oklahoma here, but I'm just pointing the defensive performance last week was one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was really terrible. It wasn't great. Like,
maybe they don't recover from that.
It wasn't great against K-State either, buddy.
Like Texas, we could see the bullshit, all gas, no breaks. And Texas could win this game 4 touchdowns.
I don't know about that. I don't know about
that. I worry that
Texas still lost to Texas Tech.
This could be the end of the Oklahoma program. All right, next up. Colby's been saying it for a while with all the realignment. Oklahoma's going to end up fucked out of this. This could just be the rapid decline. They picked the wrong coach. Maybe we're so quick to say Nathaniel Hackett's not this. the right guy.
They don't get a lot of talent in state.
Yeah, but why are we
Arkansas
not?
Arkansas left the swag for the SEC. Arkansas, much like Oklahoma.
All they need is one guy who finds oil to fund the program.
Yeah, the only thing this guy does well is he has an offensive system that can put up some points. That has nothing to do with him.
A gimmick offensive system too.
Again, yeah. Maybe he's a college.
I'm going to see if they run their quarterback.
12:30.
Little bitches.
On the West Coast, we're heading to Pasadena, right down the street, Sean.
Yeah.
UCLA. They're hosting Utah. Utah laying 4 -200 on the money line. UCLA +165. 64 is the total. I hope the Utah crowd realizes what they're getting into coming for the afternoon wine and cheese picnic crowd at the Rose Bowl.
I mean, I'm worried for some of these Utah people's safety.
Everything is dry. There's dust everywhere. They're not going to be able to soak the way they like to.
If they cheer for Utah though, they won't get thrown out. If they cheer for UCLA, they got to watch out.
Don't wear any red or white.
Wait, that's what you're bitter about.
Colby's memory.
Fuck that stadium. Fuck that wine and cheese crowd.
Do you ever see The Simpsons where it's like, Homer, how was your night out? And it like the vision in his mind of how it went is completely different than the reality. I'm nervous to take UCLA. I'm going to take UCLA. No, this is a great spot.
No, this is this. I mean,
why are you nervous?
Because they just had a nice win over Washington, a team many prominent analysts super high up the tally side charts said they couldn't get it done. So now they might be smelling themselves.
I can tell you why you should be nervous is because Kyle Whittingham's teams are super physical and they've beaten the shit out of Chip Kelly's teams. These are the four matchups against Chip Kelly: 44-24, 49-3, 41-10, 48-17. Give me Utah all day.
Dorian Thompson Robinson, though, I think is
this is a different team.
He's a difference maker. And to that point, you know, UCLA has been on a nice little run here at home. 8 straight games.
He really has.
Overall and 6 straight games at home. I think, I don't know. I understand the case for why Utah should take care of him, but I'm taking UCLA.
Isn't this UCLA's year, Sean? No.
I think so. That's why I was on him early.
You
should have lost to South Alabama.
Hey,
but that's this UCLA team. They're never gonna be like Alabama and destroy these dog shit teams. They play down the finesse
team. Utah is a team that actually beat your ass.
Colby makes a lot of good points, I'm a Bruin through and through.
I'm nervous. I'm not gonna lock them up because I am nervous that they have a letdown after that Washington win, and you make good points about the physicality of Utah. But this is the
game. Washington wasn't the build-up game.
They
didn't even show the good plays last week.
You see Dorian Thompson Robinson's statements after the game.
What'd he say?
He's talking about, I've been listening to this. This is the so I think Washington was the game.
But we'll find out come Saturday.
The dude got shipped out of town and then came back. He's got plenty of bulletin board material. I'm sure he's motivated. And like Sean and I pointed out. 100-1, great value in the Heisman. All right. Oh, our Cougs, Washington State, baby. They're heading down to LA for the private school pussies of Southern California. The Trojans are laying 13 minus 500 on the money line. Go Cougs plus 375. 65.5 is the total.
Washington State shows up on the road, 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games on the road. And yeah, I like the I like the quarterback again. Like, man, they really how did they not beat that Oregon team? I still don't understand.
We're winning for 57 minutes.
I know. Yeah, that was an epic collapse. I still like them overall. I think their offense is good enough that they can maybe backdoor this if they're not playing well through the game. I don't know. USC though. I mean, I guess we faded them against Oregon State. That worked out well. They didn't really take the Arizona State game seriously. I don't know. Where are you at, Kramer?
I've enjoyed the Washington State team. I feel like we have seen USC the Oregon State spot was tough, but have we seen them kind of like, have we seen them have that flat spot yet?
Last week spot? Against Arizona State, they definitely had their struggles. They pulled away very late, and I don't think Arizona State's very talented. I think this line's off. Like, this line doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's too big.
Yes. Washington State's defense is really good this year. Cameron Ward, I think, is a star quarterback. I think, you know, that you could argue that was a bigger get in the portal than actually Caleb Williams going to USC.
The win at Wisconsin, not as meaningful. Now that they've fired their coach. No, it's a question.
I mean, no, it's still a tough win. You go into Madison.
Well, yeah, if you're a Pac-12 team like Washington State, that's still a good win.
They had a dead man walking. Who knew?
If you, I saw some, one of the Wisconsin players tweeted out, if you wanted coach fired, you're not a part of this team. I don't know. I'm scared to take Wazoo here, but I'm not taking USC. Let's go.
Give me Wazoo all day. I think this could be a game, and I think it's by far the best quarterback. I mean, I guess Tanner McKee's pretty solid, but I think Cameron Ward gives you more problems defensively. He can run the ball.
It has the possibility of being a test, and it's what really and shame on us for not mentioning it just now for the UCLA game, but you do have a look ahead opportunity here. Utah and USC are obviously looking towards each other, and that game I believe is next week in prime time. So
is it next week or 2 weeks from now? I think you might.
No, there's a bye week.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. No, it's next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's next week. And so look ahead spot aside, you know, go Cougs.
Let's go.
So we're taking both sides of the fade the Utah USC look at. That sounds like a parlay opportunity. BYU.
Well, Colby's on Utah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I was sorry.
Yes.
Speaking to members who are still on active duty. BYU 4:30 kick here on the West Coast. We're going out to is this true? The
Las Vegas.
No,
I'll say this.
The game's in Vegas, right?
It is in Vegas.
They're playing the Mormons versus the Catholics game in Las Vegas.
In Sin City. Isn't that great?
BYU plus +4 on the neutral site, plus +165 on the money line. Notre Dame minus -252 is the total. Catholics are known for sinning and then just confessing. So they're going to be out late, dehydrated. Meanwhile, BYU,
I want you to see
they're going to be sewn into the bed, soaking around. What are you pointing
so
at?
So
they get a vaporizer.
Notre Dame minus -4
okay.
over at WinBet. So BYU is getting four. Every other sports book has BYU as the favorite.
Really?
Yeah. By 2.5 or 3.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, what do they know?
I don't know, but they must know something.
Get our friends on the line.
And 4 is a decent number.
I'm seeing 3.5. I'm seeing other places.
Notre Dame as the favorite, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Notre Dame laying 3.5. 4 would make sense. It looks like Notre Dame is catching a tremendous amount of the betting activity.
Notre Dame minus -3.5.
Oh boy.
I mean, I love BYU in this spot. Notre Dame's is just super fraudulent. I know they were able to take out UNC, but just man, I think BYU is a legit pretty good program. I like Jaren Hall. I mean, all in on BYU plus +4.
That's got to be a mistake. Colby's just mad. He got some bad EV.
No, I'm saying
he's got some bad EV.
A bunch of other companies have that.
No, I think there's probably maybe we need to alert them. I think maybe they were just making a flip there. That's not looking at the it's not accurate. The moose is the moose, not a sheep. Your eyes are just deceiving you. I want nothing to do with this Notre Dame game. Maybe we can be quick adopters to with the new pay for play college football. The gap between the good and the bad is going to be stark, and there are going to be teams with very shallow quarterback situations. Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, two good examples. They can't play offense.
See, but I would argue that I think you're seeing it. Maybe it's the transfer portal or the extra COVID eligibility, but to me, there's not a big gap at all this year. And I think it's because if you are the backup quarterback at Alabama, you are transferring, you are going elsewhere.
My statement is more like the gap between the good players and the replacement level player is going to get bigger. Because on average, you're going to have these shallow quarterback rooms because everyone who thinks they're good will transfer out for a starting opportunity
and get paid. Yeah. Yeah.
And the ones that aren't will be the ones that are middling. And so, I mean, Notre Dame quarterback situation is probably a good example of
that.
There's not you have multiple options. None of them are a good option. And with BYU, I don't know. Like to me, this is very clearly going to be a BYU crowd.
Yeah.
I think this is very clear. Like, If you're not handicapping this as a BYU home game, you're doing it wrong. Wrong team favored. I think those other spots maybe were onto something, or at least that bug in the system is onto something, because BYU should be favored here. Money line potential.
Yeah, I'm on BYU as well. Let's go.
I don't think people realize the sheer determination of a Utah Soaker. Like, they will have a crowd in this situation. All right.
Ryan.
Yes.
You know, when you're out in Vegas watching that BYU Notre Dame game, going to need a lot of energy. Load up on some trade coffee. Man, I got my brew up a little batch of the trade coffee cold brew. Highly, highly recommend it. Every day I wake up, I have an automatic grinder. This whole beans, the trade coffee is already there. Set up the little timer. It's great. As soon as it hits your lips, it is just delicious. Love. I love coffee in general, and I love the trade coffee because you take a coffee quiz, they match it to your specific flavor profile, and they dial it in. You know, and again, they have some of the top independent roasters in the world to freshly roast and send the best coffees in the country direct to your home on your preferred schedule. I don't know about you, but if the night before we don't have coffee ready to go to set up in the coffee pot, it is a nightmare. That's why I never am without coffee, because I have some of the delicious trade coffee. Again, they got you set up with the coffee quiz, dial it in to exactly match your particular flavor profile. And if you want to support small businesses and brew the best cup of coffee you've ever made at home, it's time to try Trade Coffee right now. Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/SGP. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off your subscription to the coffees, to some of the best coffees in the country. And again, tweet out a next person that tweets us out screenshot of their trade of them getting Trade Coffee. I'm going to hook you up with a Sports Gambling Podcast coffee mug, so you can have an ultimate awesome. It's perfect. You know, you got to wake up early for the London game, maybe the Colby Dant college football pregame show, whatever it is.
It's getting to be that time of year.
The Hawaii game might be up in the, late.
Yeah.
It's going to pair well with the SGP joggers too in the merch store, because the leaves are
fall's
turning.
Coming.
Hoodie season.
Hoodie season is upon us. All right. And of course, Odds Trader. It's a great site. You can compare all the odds from all the major books. Again, let's say you're trying to figure out, wait, where's the best price to find Notre Dame BYU? It's some Odds Trader has you covered. Handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scores, and bet tracking, plus tons and tons of great stats. And the bet tracker, second to none. All you got to do to get started, go to oddstrader.com/bluewire, oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets.
Whew, almost there. Kansas State, taking on Iowa State. RIP, Iowa State. Ames, still a tough place to play, Colby? Maybe.
Yes.
Plus two for Iowa State here. It is a 4:30 kick on the West Coast, so this will be a nighttime lit. Colby, are you telling me this is Farmageddon?
Yeah, Farmageddon rivalry going
Farmageddon,
on.
Farmageddon. Yeah. Love the name. Plus 110 for the home dog, Ohio State Cyclones. Kansas State minus 130. 46 is the total. It's a fishy number.
Look, I'm a guy that's got K-State in the Big 12 championship preseason.
Adrian Martinez, your guy.
They're going to lose this game.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, they're going to go into Ames and lose this game. This play, I just feel like Iowa State's got a defense that can hang in this game.
Yeah, Iowa State shows up at home. 6-2 ATS in the last eight home games when playing at home against Kansas State. 6-1 straight up, just their last seven games at home. You know, they lost to Baylor and a tough loss. That tough loss to Kansas, I think is trouble for Kansas State, because I think you're going to get a very focused Iowa State team here. Maybe they figure out their kicking woes. I wish this was three, because I feel like they could use a free field goal, but I'll take Iowa State plus two.
Let's go. I'm on it. Cyclones, get it done in Ames. Farmageddon
by low, right? By low. The Adrian Martinez shows up. The old one. The one that played for Nebraska.
Yeah.
Iowa heading to Champaign, where this feels like a game we don't necessarily have to talk about.
It's a huge game in the Big Ten West,
but we're talking about it. Illinois, again, 4:30 local time here kick, which means we're talking about a 6:30 Champaign kick. Minus 3.5 for Illinois. Brent Bielema was on Joe Judge's coaching staff. Never forget. Minus 175 on the money line. Iowa plus 145. 35.5 is the total. You can't possibly take Iowa away from Iowa. Can you?
I mean, two top 10 defenses going at it. Can Tommy DeVito, you know, who's going to throw more turnovers here? More picks, DeVito or Lon? This is a lawn chair special going on.
But we like DeVito a little bit. I like, right?
Yeah. He's got a little more athleticism.
Ryan, so. Iowa is 8-1 straight up in their last nine games on the road. FYI.
Yeah, just it's in the programming.
The problem is it's more than a field goal. You know, this is a field goal game, right?
That is why I'm on Illinois, but the 3.5 is scary because they need Iowa action. They need to talk. They need to have people talk themselves into Iowa.
I agree. I'm taking Illinois.
Yeah. I'm on Illinois.
I'm on Illinois too. Colorado Buffaloes. Check out my guy, Ryan Walters, the DC of Illinois.
Life is short. You can't spend it watching this Iowa game and having money on them. You can't do it to yourself.
35.5 is the
The suffering I went through with the Iowa plus 10.5. Yes.
35.5. That's a ridiculous total.
It is.
That's there's beautiful. Not even that's a trip. Absolutely beautiful. Football is back.
Not even a triple option offense here. And it's 35.5. You guys are kind of hot. Like, so what should we do? Should we take?
I'm taking Illinois minus 3.5. The home team, the more athletic quarterback, and by far the best offensive player in the game, Chase Brown.
Iowa's the public team right now, so I'm with you guys. It can be Illinois laying 3.5.
Public dogs got fleas,
especially when it's Iowa. Even though Sean tells me they're good on the road. All right.
I'm just a numbers guy, right?
Texas A&M.
Don't mind me.
Someone says I'm in love with the over. And I don't know. In that Iowa Illinois game, there's a solid chance it's going to be 7-6.
You don't have to. Right? You don't have to play that. You don't. It's it. You don't have to play that. All right. Texas A&M. We'll be there. I think in weeks now. We're down to weeks. They're heading to Alabama. Oh no, to take on the Roll Tide. Alabama. Injury, crack in the armor. Nope. The backup's pretty good. They're just going to take care of business. Now they're laying 24. Jimbo versus Nick. 3,000 is the money line for Alabama. 12-1 you can get if you want to bet on Jimbo. 51 is the total.
And I think what both quarterbacks potentially could be out in this game.
Yeah, I mean,
who does that hurt more?
You can make a case A&M's back is better than their starter. I don't know.
Alabama by a million, right? I mean, Texas A&M embarrassed Alabama last year by beating them in Texas.
Then now, Jimbo got all butt hurt and pissed off Nick Saban.
Yeah, he fucking, you know, I mean, snitches get stitches where I'm from. And then, you know, he tried to create all this drama on Media Day, a motivated Nick Saban. If people were thinking he was going to look ahead last week against Arkansas, nope. It is. Hey, buzzsaw. This Alabama team's really good. You can put fucking Patty C at quarterback. They're still putting up 35.
Oh, Patty C was an athlete.
And by the way, Patty C at quarterback, probably definitely more of an athlete than Lawnchair Johnson. And
Patty C can run a boot option. I mean, you know.
I don't know about now, but I mean, back then.
Who's the guy the Giants had? Yeah.
I mean, he could boot after an option.
He had a back injury a couple of weeks ago, spinal. All right,
related to athletics.
I mean, if dude, if Bryce Young doesn't play though,
he's not.
Their backup was a running quarterback. I didn't see many throws that impressed me. So A&M's defense is actually solid.
Well, the fact that we have to pick this now with this spread, I'm going Alabama. But to Colby's point, wait. To bet it and maybe once the backup's officially Young's officially listed out, then I would hammer the adjusted spread that ends up going down.
Give me A&M in 24.
So I was gonna say, don't you take A&M now and then take Alabama?
Oh, you think it's
later?
Gonna go up?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying A&M, the spread when they announce, like when Bryce Young is out,
it's gonna
it becomes
go down.
14 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait to take Alabama because it's gonna go down.
Oh yeah,
but, I don't think Bryce Young's gonna play.
That's why the 24.
Yeah, Colby and I are gonna play the middle.
You guys are just some sharps over there. These fucking value.
I mean,
hawks.
It's about time you would acknowledge it. T E A M team. Florida State heads to NC State. Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh boy, NC State doing NC State things. Laying 3.5 here, -175 on the money line, +145 for Florida State. 51.5 is the total. Florida State was without a lot of, I believe, three offensive linemen. Is that accurate, Colby? In their last game,
they were certainly dinged up. I don't
lost
know
as obvious.
Oh, it was just such a great spot.
Was just the better just, team. Just, yeah.
So here is NC State in a bounce back spot. They once again lose to Clemson. Do they have the like our season's fucking over because we're in the same side of the conference as Clemson? Or do they bounce back here and fuck up a Florida State team that I think is still very overrated?
I mean, look, I do think Florida State's a little bit overrated, but I also think NC State's very overrated. I have not watched one game this year where I came away impressed. Give me the Seminoles plus the points.
Oh my God. What is going on? What is going on? Is this Colby's way of saying he doesn't give a fuck? He
Colby taking Florida State.
I mean, let's go. Hopefully, Colby doesn't get canceled after that outburst.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't see anything I really liked out of the NC State team.
You guys are insane.
They don't look good, dude. Getting more than a field goal.
NC State is good at home, though. That's the issue.
Florida State covers.
You know what? I mean, I didn't see much.
Florida State's got heart. They showed it. They fought back. NC State hasn't had a heart since fucking, I don't know.
I think the injuries on Florida State's offensive line will be enough for NC State to take advantage of. NC State -3.5.
Disgusting.
Don't feel great about it.
I'm not. Never was a big Florida State guy.
Is that taking you back to 99?
Oh, Chris Winkie. I mean, imagine trying to explain to someone that this grown man was going to hang out with your child in a college youth sports locker room. Disgusting what they did down there in Florida State. Disgusting. Joe Paterno. What? Why am I blanking on who's the old man that used to coach Florida State, Colby?
Which one? Lee Corso?
No, the main coach.
Bobby Bowden.
Bobby Bowden. What were these guys up to in their spare time? I mean, Harbaugh, he's just the sleepovers. Gotta look into this shit. All right. Lock Dog Tease.
Time for the Lock Dog and Tease, brought to you by WinBet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. Kramer, you have the honors.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Oh, okay. Colby, you want to go first?
Sure. I mean, I'll just pick out some more winners, guys.
Cool. You know? Let's go. It did work well for you last week.
Copy him.
Well, yeah, you should, right? I'm going to lock up.
I know exactly what I'm going to say.
I am locking up. Actually, I'm going to lock up good old Utah -4. Utah -4 in that filthy Rose Bowl. All right.
That game's personal for Colby.
The dog. What's the best value I can get you?
Sean, do you still have the full Mike Tyson interview while Colby's thinking?
Yeah. This is Richard Gertzberger, one of the full interview.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What part? A vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Jim Gray on
great
the phone.
Answer. What do you mean by that? Well, my back is broken.
Genius.
Broke my back.
For the dog?
Yeah.
Let's go with the Sooners +225. Woo-hoo! Let's go. And the tees, let's go Mississippi. No, let's not go there. Let's go Kansas up to 13.
Oh my.
Let's go Washington State up to 19.
Mm.
And let's go
Washington State up to 19.
Let's go Iowa State up to 8.
University up to 8. Bonus lock, Colby.
Bonus lock. Let's go Washington State +13.
All righty. For me, I mean, how can you not take this KU team +7?
Be careful, Sean.
Why?
No, I'm just saying be careful. You're on a long streak.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried. KU +7. For my dog, BYU on the money line all day. I mean,
dog.
Wrong team favorite there. Wow. For my tease, I'll take Iowa State up to 8. I'll take take Purdue up to 9.
I love the college teases. It's nothing bad.
And I'll take Mississippi State down to 2. And for my bonus lock, already got KU in there, and I got BYU. Those are the ones that were really jumping out of me. Go San Jose State -5.5.
There we go, Sparty.
Kramer, what do you got?
Dun 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 dun. All right. So I noticed that Colby made some very good lock selections. Sean also with some interesting selections that I like. Neither one of you locked up Oklahoma plus seven.
And I took him as my dog.
I see that. Did that not seem like the obvious way to play this? As you point out, how far back do you have to go?
I think 2013.
That's 10 years. We'll call it 10 years. So give me Oklahoma plus seven, even though they don't have access to the playoff. For my dog, I really want to pick against USC. Is this the spot to do it? It's the look ahead to the Utah game.
Let's go. A good angle. Let's go.
375.
Think about that coleslaw sandwich you had up in Pullman.
Yeah, I loved it.
Think about the way they treated you.
I'd rather have a home dog in the Rose Bowl with the wine and cheese. Ooh. Looking ahead to USC. Give me UCLA plus 165 to take down Utah. DTR's.
You guys like small dogs, huh?
Oh, here we go.
Justin Chavez saying, Colby, can we get a four part episode this week?
Let's go. All right.
Kramer and I discovered that recently that you've been doing three parts.
Well, do you want all the winners or not? No, I do.
That's why I appreciate you doing three episodes.
For my tees, give me Mississippi State down to two. Classic
teaser. Hail State.
TCU minus one.
Bad play.
Sorry, guys. Give me Iowa State up to eight. And for my bonus lock,
Hokies?
Go Cougs plus 13.
Hokies?
No.
Who do the Hokies got? They're getting 14. They're getting 14.5 at 14, Pitt.
They're 14.5 at Pitt, and I wouldn't touch it with your dick.
Round robin money line parlay.
Go Cougs. No, I thought we already solved it. Don't we do a looking ahead to Utah USC money line parlay?
No, I disagree with that. I strongly disagree.
I think KU Oklahoma and BYU, but you got
TCU. I don't want to influence and be part of the reason it's wrong.
I think KU Oklahoma and BYU was talking to me.
I think
that's my
tune into the NFL picks if you want to hear my best effort.
I like that, Sean. All right, go with the
what are you doing?
So Colby and I are going to do Kansas, Oklahoma, and BYU.
Don't let him ruin it. He ruined it for us last week with his NC State nonsense. He sprinkled in there.
Right? Are we making this a show pick or is this just a Colby and me?
No, you guys can do it. Wish you best of luck. So
this is a show pick. Go show.
No, I'm not on that team.
Okay. All right, so team. Colby and I are doing our own round robin money line.
Do you want
parlays.
Me to have a round robin money line parlay?
We pick winners
if you want to. Sure, give out three.
Actually,
three
you know what?
Money line round robin.
You know what? I realized I copied Colby on a lock.
Okay,
please remove that immediately.
All right,
my bonus lock will now be Hendon Hooker and fucking Tennessee. Let's go Vols! Heading down to the not so lit environment at noon kick in Baton Rouge.
You're having a tough time making a decision today, huh?
I've been focusing more on the youth volleyball and soccer. I'll be honest. So the youth football.
Coach Pry has ruined the college football season.
He has. He's destroyed.
What happened to that lunch pail?
All right. Do you want to give out a money line round robin? Feel free, Ryan. Ship's leaving.
I would love to.
Okay. What do you got?
Oklahoma, okay. UCLA, BYU.
Okay. I might also play that one because I like that as well.
Thank you for participating in the
Sports Gambling Podcast. Something. TEAM.
Why is Ryan so angry?
I
was complimenting you by saying I also like that.
I'm getting fired up.
Hey, toss us a nice rating
Stop
review
being a beta.
Wherever. Fucking flip this desk, dare you? Justin Chavez says Colby and Ryan need to hug it out because of Colby's misconfiguring of the studio.
We're not there yet.
Shout out to Justin. Great guy.
Justin's trying to heal the nation in the YouTube chat. He's also wondering how Ryan is fading the wagon known as KU. Ryan likes to fall off wagons. You saw that with the Oklahoma pick. Hey, toss us a rating and review, please. Screenshot it. Submit it via the app, SGPN app contest tab. Can't miss it. Giving away $100 gift certificate on Monday, every Monday, AKA Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he's Ryan.
There was that time in Pullman I didn't fall off the wagon. Thank you very much.
Kramer, let it ride.